morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're getting ready for training camp coming up in just a little over a week. But to talk some Packers football this morning, we've got a special guest joining us on the line. We've got Tank Dog of American Muscle joining us. The clip we just posted to Cheesehead TV overnight. Tank Dog, thank you for joining us on the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
We're glad to have you join us. Now, to kick things off here, I mean, tell us about American Muscle, because this is a pretty new show on Discovery. Just tell our viewers, our listeners, what it's all about.
Well, the show is with Mike Borowitz, former strength and conditioning coach at University of West Virginia and Michigan University. I work for him, and we all together work with a lot of pro athletes, a lot of disabled people, a lot of average Joe people. And Mike basically went and opened up his own gym and, brought us along as his team. And ever since then, we've just been, cracking a whip on people and trying to get people back right.
Now, we saw your clip as kind of a promo. It airs tonight. You're kind of teasing Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Now, Tank Dog, after you talk to Ndamukong Suh, are we positive he's not going to kick anyone or stomp on anyone anymore?
Well, that was the whole gist of it. I was messing with Suh. He's a really good guy once you get to know him. He's actually, perceived as different on the field. And, he has to have that aggressive nature. But, I got to meet with him personally and talk to him and hash some things out. I kind of tried to make a deal with him and get him to, not inflict any harm on any Green Bay Packers this year. So we'll see how that goes and see if he holds his word.
Now we see in that clip you kind of unfurl this Packers championship banner right in front of them. Is that something you've got hanging up in your house every day?
Yeah, I'm a diehard Packer fan. I'm a shareholder as well. I got Packer paraphernalia everywhere. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so I bleed cheese. So, I had to put it in his face and let him know that, hey, man, you're in the presence of a Packer, and I don't appreciate all the crap that you've been doing on the field.
Well, we're glad to hear you're an owner as well. And, of course, you're wearing the throwback number 66 jersey of Ray Nitschke. That seems to suit you well, Tank. You kind of seem like a throwback yourself. What do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a hard-nosed throwback kind of guy. I pretty much get my attitude, my swag, basically from Mike. We're all pretty much just extensions of Mike Borowitz, and he's rough and hard-edged, but at the same time, gentle. So, we all have a little bit of Mike up in us. So it's kind of what we are.
How did you ever connect with Mike Borowitz to begin with?
I actually met Mike Borowitz down at the University of Michigan, where I interned for him for a couple years, and then later on was brought on as part of the staff. And then, as you know, the demise of Rich Rodriguez let us all go, and it just started us all on our own journey. And that's where, the journey of Borowitz Methods took off at.
Now I know you kind of work with guys training for the combine. And being in Michigan, have you ever crossed paths with any of these Michigan guys that play for the Packers, be it Jarrell Worthy, TJ Lang, Alex Gillett? Do you ever cross paths with these guys?
Yeah, they're regular guys that come there and train every day. I haven't had a chance to see the clip or even see this episode with Suh yet. But, I can just remember TJ walking into the room, and TJ Lang saw me standing there talking to Ndamukong Suh in my Packers jersey, and he was like, what the heck is going on right now? It was quite a moment. It was pretty funny. And you know, everybody had fun with it. It was a good moment. I tried to pretty much, you know, mend the relationship between Packer fans and Donovan Sue, because a lot of people don't realize I actually did go to University of Nebraska Omaha, and so I spent some time in Nebraska. I know about, you know, Nebraska Cornhuskers, but you know, I'm still from Wisconsin, so it don't matter. So, I try to bend that bridge there, and you know, we got Big Ten football, we got NFC North. You know, it's all the same. So, you know, I'm just trying to mend that bridge and be that gap there to bring everybody together.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, just the promo clip. The only thing that we've seen so far is you talking to Sue, but you say TJ Lang is there, and you kind of know TJ a little bit. I mean, tell me about him as a player, and I mean, is he primed for a big season in 2014?
TJ's looking great, man. He's looking really, really good. You know, very athletic, big guy, moves well, and is very powerful himself. So I'm actually excited this year to see what we can do, you know, with our new pieces, new safety back there. Hey, we got Peppers. I'm excited to be a Packers fan right now, and everybody should be excited because big things is going to happen up in Green Bay. So I'm always projecting Super Bowl or nothing. I don't really care what's going on. I'm a Packer fan whether we win or whether we lose, but I'm expecting big things this year.
Sounds good. Is it tough living in Michigan, you know, when they play the Lions? Are those Sundays out of the year kind of big days for you?
Yeah, it's not really that bad, you know, because I'm a big guy, so nobody's really going to say anything to me about it. Even though you know that I got a lot of friends here now that are, you know, just as passionate about the Lions as I am about, you know, Green Bay. And it's all in fun, and we all have fun with it, and we just love rooting for our hometown team. So, you know, I respect them for that, and they respect me for being a Packers fan.
Fantastic. Well, Tank, we appreciate you joining us on the show today. What time does the show air tonight? Do you know off the top of your head?
Tonight, 9 o'clock. That'll be Eastern time. You get to see. We got Mike Martin. We'll be lifting off against Ndamukong Suh. It's going to be a great one. You got Mike Martin went to University of Michigan and is now a D tackle for the Tennessee Titans. And you know he's pretty much another Sue. You know, they're big, they're strong, they're very athletic, and they got a good temperament upon them, so don't rub them the wrong way. And, you know, you got Ndamukong Suh, and it's going to be fireworks. And then you got me, the Packer fan, and, of course, you got Mike Borowitz there, you know, who's always going to be on these guys' butt, making sure that they're there to do the right thing and making sure that they're there to get back up in shape and get back up on the field and produce, you know, the best athlete that we can produce out of Borowitz method. So
very good.
It's going to be a good show tonight. So
Tank,
get your popcorn ready.
Tank Dog, we're looking forward to it. We will watch it. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's great to have a Packers fan join us, a Packers shareholder, a Packers owner join us on the show.
Buddy.
All right. So take care, Tank
go
Dog.
Pack, go.
All right. Thanks a lot. Tank Dog of American Muscle joining us on Railbird Central this morning. I was extremely excited to get him on the show after seeing that clip that was released yesterday, Tuesday, a promo for the show that they released online. We posted it here at Cheesehead TV. The episode itself airs tonight that Tank Dog encounters Ndamukong Suh. It's a funny little moment, and you know, it really is all in good fun, but it is cool to get Tank Dog on the show. His first name's Eric. I didn't catch his last name. Apparently goes by Tank Dog. So again, just extremely excited to have him join us, and check it out tonight, American Muscle on Discovery, 9 p.m. Eastern. That would make it 8 p.m. Central time. So go check it out. As we continue our discussion today, this Wednesday, of Packers football, the thing happening today in the world of the Green Bay Packers is the Jermichael Finley testing reportedly going to happen today. And this coming from former Packers beat writer Tom Pelissero, who we've also had on the show here at Railbird Central. Tom Pelissero of USA Today currently talking to Jermichael Finley, finding out that today, Wednesday, Finley is undergoing MRI and CAT scans with the results to be sent to all 32 NFL teams, of course, the Green Bay Packers included. And, you know, as part of this interview in which Pelissero talks to Finley, you know, kind of one interesting tidbit kind of came out of this whole bit here that I think is really kind of important. And that is Jermichael Finley saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers have offered him a deal. Here's what Finley says, and this is a direct quote here. Finley says, quote, "Pittsburgh have showed me a couple deals, but we all know the money ain't what it's supposed to be. If I quit the game right now, I can take tax-free money, and that's a difficult thing that I'm going through with myself." End quote. So, I mean, you know, if you've been listening to this show, you know the background story. But for those who haven't, you know, Jermichael Finley has this $10 million insurance disability policy that if he doesn't play football, he can collect $10 million. And also as part of this article here by Tom Pelissero, we do get a little bit better idea of how this insurance policy works. Apparently, Finley can collect on his policy 1 year to the day after that collision that hit against the Cleveland Browns last season happened on October 20th. So as of October 20th, Finley can claim to collect this insurance policy if he hasn't played in four games. And, you know, apparently that's the terms of the policy. But there's a whole lot here that is still, as of yet, kind of gone unreported. And you know, maybe it's kind of the thing that isn't really, you know, kind of set in stone as insurance claims adjusters or whatever kind of go through this thing. Because you know what it sounds like? It is Finley here acknowledging that the Pittsburgh Steelers have shown him a couple deals, as he says. I mean, it sounds like Jermichael Finley has been offered the opportunity to play football, but is choosing to turn it down because he wants more money. You know, that's what it comes off of, at least this one quote. And it's just kind of one quote here, and maybe I'm taking it out of context, but boy, it sure doesn't feel like it. I mean, because Jermichael Finley, obviously, had the injury not occurred. I mean, he was making, what, $7, $8 million a season prior to injury. He was looking, had the injury not occurred, to continue to be, looking for a deal in that, you know, range, if not more. And obviously teams are scared off by the injury, not just the Steelers, but probably every team. You know, I don't think there's anybody out there that wants to give Jermichael Finley $7, $8 or more million per season, at least right away. I mean, I think in 2014, if he comes back, he's going to receive kind of one of those 1 year prove it kind of deals in which, he's got to show he's back to form. And then maybe after that, he might start to make more money again if he shows, no ill effects of injury and he's back to being the same player he was at one point. But, I kind of wonder, you know, how he can collect on an insurance policy if there are offers for him to play football, because the insurance policy, basically, it sounds like, you know, it's, you know, $10 million. That isn't the equivalent of missing four games. That's the, you know, that's kind of this case where, you know, you're kind of being paid in case your career ends. And I'm not sure if JerMichael Finley can just willingly stay away for four games and then collect $10 million. I mean, that just doesn't seem right to me. That doesn't seem kosher. And there's so much that's, you know, kind of remains unreported here. And you know, JerMichael Finley kind of doesn't tell the whole story when he gives interviews, nor does his agent. And, you know, in their defense, I'm not sure they know the whole story themselves. And they kind of, you know, playing things by ear and seeing if he gets better and healthier and can come back and all those things. But it's just so weird that this, you know, kind of thing kind of continues to play out. Because I know the public, you know, this whole news that JerMichael Finley has this $10 million insurance policy, disability policy, that he has this, you know, people are wondering, well, is he going to get it? Is he going to retire? Is he going to play? I mean, and people, you know, they try to put themselves, I think, quite often in JerMichael Finley's shoes, you know, wondering, you know, should I just step away from the game, preserve my health, and collect the $10 million, or do you try to come back and play football with the potential that you could, you know, JerMichael Finley seemingly is still fairly young and has, you know, a good, at least, you know, should health have not been an issue, you know, just because of age, you know, he's got another 5, 6, 7, 8 years at least in the league, you know, if he were healthy. I mean, between, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, he could easily make more than $10 million. So I think people want to put themselves in his shoes and they wonder and they want to find out what JerMichael Finley's going to do. But the clock's ticking. I mean, training camps start here. The Packers start in training camp in just over a week. Heck, aren't the Buffalo Bills starting tomorrow? Something like that? The next day? You know, training camps are getting underway here real quickly in the NFL. And you know, it sounds like JerMichael Finley wants to wait till all of a sudden, you know, some other tight end in the NFL gets injured in training camp. And then, you know, a team is desperate and they're going to sign JerMichael Finley for more money. That's what it sounds like. But I mean, I don't know, you know, he kind of sits here and waits and, you know, is he only going to play if he gets a deal worth a lot of money? I just don't know how that works with the insurance policy. It would seem to me if you get any deal and you're healthy enough to play, and apparently his own personal doctor has cleared him to play, you know, the team doctor of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dr. Joseph Maroon, who performed JerMichael Finley's neck fusion surgery. He's apparently cleared him. At least that's what Finley says. You know, I don't know how he can claim a $10 million disability policy and just, you know, walk away when there are teams out there that cleared him, that have offered him to play. I don't know. You know, I don't. Is it Lloyd's of London who gave this policy to Finley? Maybe they're just happy to pay it out without really questioning it, just because of the publicity they receive from a high-profile athlete receiving this money. I don't know. There's more questions than answers at this point. Whether Finley can collect this money, it is such a weird situation. I have really no clue that's going on, and maybe I don't know what's going on until it actually all plays out. I mean, it just is this type of situation where it's still up in the air, and this soap opera is just continues, and we haven't reached the conclusion yet. But that's where we are with JerMichael Finley. and we kind of continue to wait and find out what's in store for him, his health, as results of these tests he's undergoing reportedly today. The results are being sent to all 32 teams, the Packers among them. So we'll see if there's any change in the status of JerMichael Finley after these tests take place. So there's your JerMichael Finley update. Elsewhere in the news of the Green Bay Packers, you know, it's a little bit of slow time here in the offseason. You know, one of the big topics we talked about on Monday's episode, our last episode of Railbird Central, was about free agent safety Jim Leonard. We know that he has spoken with the Packers, and things have cooled rather quickly on the Jim Leonard talk because as of since our last episode aired, Jim Leonard himself went on Sirius XM NFL radio, had an interview, and kind of you know, kind of acknowledged that while yes, he's had discussions, that nothing is imminent here. And Sirius XM NFL radio quotes or paraphrases Jim Leonard as saying, "Things are up in the air with Green Bay. We have talked, but we aren't close on a deal." So there's your latest on Jim Leonard. I don't think any deal is close to happening here either. It's probably just a case of the Packers being polite, listening to Leonard, listening to his agent. And maybe they do have interest if all of a sudden, you know, knock on wood, Morgan Burnett gets injured during training camp. Clinton Dix gets injured during training camp or something like that. Then they'd be willing to bring a veteran like, you know, Jim Leonard in. It just doesn't seem like there's interest there right now. You know, the Packers have ever since, you know, releasing running back Jonathan Franklin, they've kind of had this open roster spot on the team that has just kind of stayed open now for, you know, a month or so. They haven't filled it. And you know, the Packers will eventually fill it. And you just wonder, I mean, you know, it's doing no good just sitting unfilled. You know, bringing Jim Leonard in would be better than not bringing Jim Leonard in. Nobody says you got to keep him on the roster. You know, why don't you just bring him in and see if he can help the team? And I can understand that perspective as well, but I don't know. Maybe that roster spot is saved for JerMichael Finley. Maybe it's saved for Johnny Jolly. Maybe it's saved for Ryan Pickett. And they're just waiting on these injury situations of Finley or Jolly to kind of resolve themselves or play themselves out. I don't know. I don't know why it continues to remain open here. I suppose there's no rush in that, you know, until training camp starts, it's not like these guys are missing any time. So there's not really an urgency there for them to sign them. But anyway, it doesn't look like it's going to Jim Leonard. Doesn't look like anybody's closing any doors here. But the chances would appear slim and remote of free agent safety Jim Leonard joining the Green Bay Packers. Finally, one last thing, and something we posted here at Cheesehead TV, again, since our last episode of Railbird Central on Monday. Linebacker A.J. Hawk joined the podcast of former NFL quarterback Jake Plummer, who hosts a weekly podcast on podcast1.com, talking about the Packers' Super Bowl chances and an A.J. Hawk thinking the Packers are Super Bowl contenders. And I'll share this quote from A.J. Hawk, kind of something to leave you with for today. A.J. Hawk says, quote, "You know, in April, May, June, July, there's 32 teams saying they feel great and they're going to win the Super Bowl and everything. And in reality, there's only a handful that have a real shot at that. But I definitely think we're a part of that handful. If you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, I say it all the time. I believe he's the best player on the planet. I say it to anybody that asks me, and he's so good. End quote. That's A.J. Hawk on the Packers' chances to win the Super Bowl. And I tend to agree with him. As long as the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, I think they're definitely a Super Bowl contender. Everybody thinks they're a Super Bowl contender, and it's certainly in the NFL, probably more so than other sports. There seems to be this, parity in the NFL that teams can come out of nowhere almost, or they can come back from a bad season the prior year rather easily and become contenders. So I do think there is maybe more, contenders for a Super Bowl than meets the eye, perhaps. But I do think definitely the Packers are among the favorites, maybe not the favorite, and it's certainly a competitive NFC with the likes of the Seattle Seahawks, the San Francisco 49ers out west. That's not an easy thing out there to get by those teams to make it to the Super Bowl. But I'd have to agree. I think the Packers have a real shot at the Super Bowl. And that'll basically wrap up today's episode of Railbird Central. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. And if I can here, again, as we've been kind of concluding our episodes with a, quote, call to action. We give you all these free episodes of Railbird Central here at Cheesehead TV. No subscriptions, no paywalls here at Cheesehead TV. So been asking our readers, our listeners, our viewers to do something small for us in return for all this free content. And thank you, everybody, so much who's kind of obliged and done these things here. We really do appreciate it. Just one small thing today. We have our new sponsor at Cheesehead TV, Stillmank Brewing. We had the head brewmaster, Brad Stillmank, on the show just a little over a week ago. Just do us a favor, follow them on Twitter. And Brad Stillmank in particular, the Twitter handle is Wisco Disco Beer. Unique name, Wisco Disco Beer. Go follow him on Twitter. That's all we ask for today. Just as being a sponsor for Cheesehead TV. And we kind of talked to him about some Packers connections to the brewery. Big fans themselves, Wisco Disco being one of their lines of beer there. Just give him a follow on Twitter. That's all we ask for today, our call to action from the Railbirds out there. We appreciate you listening to the show. And definitely so. And we're happy to provide you this free content. So thanks a lot. Anyway, folks, we'll see you later. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirvu. We'll see ya. I leave you today with a song called Nemo by Umphrey's McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. Go Pack Go.